Here we go.
Where are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We have a knight!
Uh-huh.
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello and welcome to the Knights of Nerditude podcast, a podcast for all things nerd. John, my name is Chris Wilcox. I'm here along with
John,
the Samster,
and Sean.
Sorry, reason why we're all giggles right now is because John was screaming before we even started.
Oh my God!
So this is a podcast for all things nerd, and this is episode 33. I believe time is flying by quickly.
Yeah,
and
we're almost ready for a midlife crisis.
This episode we'll be talking about Westworld. We are one episode away from the finale, and we will be reviewing a lot of shit happened in the episode 9 of Westworld. So we'll be talking about that for a little while. I want to mention the CW crossover event. It is Wednesday, the week of November 27th.
Today's the 30th.
So we have two episodes.
Yep.
So we have two episodes down and two left to go. And I just want to mention how that's going real quick. Then we have Big Questions with Big John. We have Rapid Fire with Sam. Pew, and pew. A new thing that I will use as a random insert into our content. Something called Chris's Complaint Corner. And I will explain to you what I don't like in the world later on. So let's start off with the main topic today, Westworld. Another fantastic episode and another case where I probably was wrong with my assumptions and everybody
else in this room
was correct.
John, we are 2 for 2 right now in our predictions.
Yep.
So just an incredible episode, Sean.
Several key characters, Men in Black, Ed Harris.
Well, we saw everyone.
Well, no, I'm just saying, which story did you guys like the most? So we had Ed Harris and the Man in Black. We had Dolores. We had Ford and Bernard.
Bernard.
And then we also had Maeve. Which one? I think there was one.
Wait,
more.
Was she fire-fucking this week or was that last
week? Yeah, that was this week.
Okay.
Yeah, that was this week.
They start to blend together a little bit.
So which story? We don't want to recap too much of the episode because, you know, a lot of complex things happen and it'll take forever to do. But which story arc did you guys like the most?
All right. There's really two big ones at this point. It's William and Dolores, although really just Dolores. And then there's Bernard and Robert Ford, made by your boy Anthony Hopkins. Let's start there.
Ford.
Which, you know, we already sort of had the big reveal installment plan here. It's been going on for a couple weeks now. Started, what was that, 2 weeks ago, where we found out Bernard was a robot?
It was 2 weeks.
And finally find out that he actually is based on Arnold.
Correct. And that was a big bombshell, I guess, for most.
That was a bombshell.
It was a bombshell. John and I just called it.
Yeah,
I know. Most of the evidence, too, we called. Like the photograph.
Yeah, you did call the photo.
Yeah.
You did.
A lot of feels there. Especially for something that I sort of... I mean, I don't think I... Actually, to be honest with you, not surprised that is the case that he is Arnold. I'm surprised that they revealed it so quickly. Like, that seems like them sort of blowing their wad kind of quick.
There's only one left, and it was more towards the end of this episode.
Right. I don't know.
I mean, when would the reveal happen, you know?
I don't know. Maybe that'd be a next season thing. Maybe, like, him being a robot, it was enough. But, hey, they went for it. And you know what? That's like a thing they talk about all the time and kind of, like, storytelling. Like, you know, if you have an idea, just get to it. You know, get to the best stuff. And then, you know, if you hang around for another season of, like, television or something like that, you know, just go to your next good ideas, next season when you come back. Like, it forces you. You use the good stuff you have now. You don't, like, hold on to anything because you never know if you're going to get renewed or not. And then once you do get renewed or whatever, it forces you to come up with some better ideas. So
I think this was planned anyway. Because they just renewed last week, I think.
Right. Oh, yeah. But I mean, yeah. they already knew what was going to happen. Did all that stuff like weeks ago.
Yeah. But I guess the new season ending thing is Ford's narrative. And they're hyping that up. Yeah. So that's the big question. What's going on with his narrative?
Yeah. Right. And that kind of brings us over to, I guess, on Dolores' side is... She went to the little back to the town again and got a little flashback, and it turns out, you know, she realizes that she's talking to Arnold in those flashbacks, and maybe she's actually Wyatt.
She has memories.
Yeah,
that was the big thing I got out of that.
No, the big thing that I got out of that whole scene is when he was like, "Why can't I help you?" And she goes, "'Cause I killed you."
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hurry.
Yeah, and they actually go through this whole imagery with Ed Harris and Teddy talking. You know how it's like. You helped out Wyatt before kill people, and you know, you kind of get this great cross cut of sort of him going from in an army costume to like wearing a sheriff, and it's kind of funny that this is the case, that it seems like Teddy was the one that like helped Dolores do whatever exactly she was doing, because you know, Ed Harris makes this comment at one point or another, or a couple few episodes before, about like, you know, how they partner each other off, and how it was Teddy and Dolores back at it again.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, that was kind of interesting.
There's a
lot more questions now with Dolores. Well, they didn't really tidy anything up neatly.
We know people who died in this episode. Big spoiler here. First of all, you had the technician lady who we knew had a feeling she died. But now we got confirmation that Bernard killed her.
Yep.
Bernard.
Maybe.
Oh.
He shot himself in the head.
No, he shot himself in the head.
And even Anthony Hopkins was like, "It's been nice working with you."
I know. I really hope for the sake of the show that, I don't know. I love that like relationship so much. And like that to me was like one of the better parts. Like the show's not like hitting all cylinders at all. But like that definitely was like one of the best parts, and I hope there's like a way they can still kind of keep that going, even if it's like flashbacks
this?
Or something.
Remember when he first found out he was a robot? They were building the new robot.
Yeah,
yeah.
What if that's him? Maybe. For Ford's new narrative?
What if that's Bernard 2 or maybe 3? Who knows?
Yeah,
yeah.
How many Bernards have there been? Who knows?
Here's one thing. You know. Arnold, you know, he co-founded the park. Not somebody who just sort of like slips into the, you know, the company. You know, he's like kind of a big to-do kind of guy. How do you just like make a robot that looks like somebody else and like no one else really knows?
No one notices what's going on. Like, unless it was a long, long time ago.
Yeah, but like somebody would remember. I mean,
30 years or something like that.
And he's like Ford's number two guy, so it's not like no one ever met him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's dealing with the, I don't know what Teresa was, like a CEO or whatever. Yeah.
Another big part that happened in this episode, that lady from the board finds the man in black.
Yeah.
Apparently he's on the board.
Like,
yeah. he's big shit. And he's like, "I'm on vacation, leave me alone."
Yeah. And from what I gather, he's been on vacation for a long time.
Right.
Is he just... really into it, like he's the CEO of World of Warcraft and he's just a player as well,
I guess. He's just an investor in this.
I think
thing,
it's just
so.
He's just decided like this is just his life now.
Yeah, he's like, given up on his real life and it's just this.
So
maybe that leads me to believe more and more that he is William.
Yeah.
So speaking about breaking William news,
him
and his buddy Logan are really having a great get together moment, big happy moment, only followed by nice reunion there. Then you know, just a regular kind of story you hear. Like Logan cuts open his girlfriend, girlfriend runs off. They kind of reconcile a little bit, and then you know Logan just kills it. I mean, bro it out a little bit. Like, "Oh man, come on, chill out, dude. Get a little drunk, do a little drinking," and William, you know, butchers everyone besides Logan. I mean, it's
like literally like 150 bodies surrounding Logan.
I mean, that's most Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, it was an awesome scene too, because he just woke up and everything is butchered. There's the arms and legs on the ground still twitching, like you could see the robot twitching. Yeah.
Imagine doing that when you're wicked hungover.
Oh man.
Imagine seeing that.
And he was, and then William's like, "Oh, I figured it out. I figured out how to play the game." Like,
and we're just like, "Ooh,
I think he just snapped."
Yeah,
and I believe that that is the same knife that.
That the, man in,
the
black.
Man in black used to cut himself off that rope.
It's an awfully big knife.
It is. Not many people carry that big of a knife in the show that we've seen, so maybe it's the same.
Maybe.
Yeah, how about
his butcher knife.
Yeah. Mm. How about the man in black, though, like, almost dying from something that one of the robots did?
Yeah, we need to get into that. We need to go into that, because the robots, it sounded like they can figure out how to kill somebody without actually killing them.
Yeah.
So, for instance, tying the rope to the horse, tying a noose around the man's neck, and then seeing if it, you know, he drags him out to be hanged. So, maybe they figured that out.
Yeah. And then the way to, no idea what her name, I think it's Angela, maybe? Or, no, it's the one who he recognized because she was the greeter beforehand.
Right.
Who then, like, just decides that, like, no, Teddy, this time isn't for you, and, like, just fucking kills him.
Maybe another
maybe
life.
Maybe the next model or something.
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of some hints there that, like, she's, like, has, like, consciousness and everything now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she understands.
She understands that, like, you know, Ed Harris is like an actual human and all that shit. I mean, I think she tried to cut him too, didn't she? Maybe I'm confusing things. But, yeah, man. I don't know what's going to happen this next episode.
No.
Big reveals.
I think a lot. I hope they focus on Maeve.
Well, it looks like that they do.
I hope so. Because
gonna team up
she had to team up with what's his name?
Hector.
Hector.
Yeah, she's recruiting her army, as she puts it.
Death
so.
By sex and fire.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
That's how they so got
the hell. It's an HBO show for you.
She's going to hell, and she needs Hector to get her out. And I kind of want to see what happens. I'm really excited to find out what happens with that. Probably more than anything else. Because that's the uprising, man.
Well, here's the thing. I'm excited for it, but I don't really know where it fits on the timeline that I have going in my head.
Oh, I don't care for
what do
the
you
timeline.
Mean?
Like when
if this
does
happens
it
in like the end of the first season or like the early second season, like what, like where the hell else does the show go?
No,
or
no, the timeline of what's going on in the show.
Well, this is like.
Whatever
this
is
you would
now
say
now
current. Yeah, this is the same time where Anthony Hopkins and Jeffrey Wright and all those other people are.
Are we 100% certain on that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because they bring out Clementine.
Yeah, and she's yeah.
Okay. Cause that'd be interesting if this was in the past.
Yeah, so it's like just to get back, we kinda talked about this last week. There's sort of like it looks like three sort of main times where that we're kind of dealing with. We've got like the present, which is almost everybody is in, with really the exception of William, Logan, and Dolores, right? And then they're all essentially 30 years ago, which is after this sort of like critical failure event they had where Arnold dies. And then Dolores has flashbacks to that time, which is like people are saying like 35 years ago. So like 5 years from where William shows up. And that's where those are her flashbacks of like the whole town like being occupied and everything, and she's going through the whole, you know, underground, like essentially her whole story this week by and large.
Yeah,
that was her past life,
right?
Yeah,
and then she leads an uprising or something. I don't know.
Kills a ton of people.
I don't know. I'm still.
I can't pinpoint the timeline yet.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know about you guys, but I've backed off a little bit of my like. I don't know if there's going to be anything there, like, once we, you know, unravel the whole thing, like, if it's going to be worth it or not. But, because, like, this week I actually did care, like, when Bernard died.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, actually kind of, like,
yeah, I was,
upset and bummed
you
out.
You were, from up until episode 8, you did not connect with any of these characters. You mentioned it last week.
Yeah.
You're not connecting.
Except, like I said, Maeve, because she's shown the most humanity.
Maeve, I think, right now is my most connected. Still, Bernard sucked when he killed himself, but.
Right. Well, I mean, towards the end, he showed humanity because he realized, like, what was going on.
Yeah. And credit to Jeffrey Wright and the lady who plays Maeve. I think they're the best actors and actress in this show right now.
Yeah.
just the fact that they can turn on emotion and turn it back on off again.
Like a robot.
Yeah, exactly. But they're doing it. That's not a bad thing.
No,
that's a good thing. I know.
I'm not laughing at that.
It's funny that the best, the most flushed out characters at the very least are the hosts right now.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's the two of them and to a certain extent Dolores. I mean, other than that, like, I mean, do we really know why William is like, you know, fuck it all the rest of my life? Like, here's like a robot I met 3 seconds ago. Like, this is my life now.
Yeah. Like, we didn't really get into.
Like, what the fuck? Like, he's going to just ditch this, like, his brother-in-law to be, like, that he works with and, like, is going to go off on this adventure. Like, where the fuck does that come from?
I don't know. We don't know yet.
I think there's stuff in Will's backstory that we haven't gotten into. I know, like, the whole... So, Logan was talking about a few episodes ago about how his sister didn't even love him and stuff like that. Like, it was a sham. You didn't remember... When they were in the town and he was, like, mad at them before he ended up getting jumped.
What, Logan tells Will that?
Yeah, when they're in that giant sex orgy.
Yeah. Because I remember... Because in this episode, too, Logan hands William that photo... And it's
It's the same photo that Dolores finds.
Dolores' father finds, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that?
So, something that, there.
I was watching with Christina. I told her, I'm like, that's the photo. That means that there's separate timelines.
Yes.
That means that William and Logan were in the past at some point.
Yeah, yep. I think two timelines are like absolutely guaranteed at this point.
The photo proves it. The photo proves it.
And I don't know if you guys have any other thoughts before I go down the rabbit hole here.
Oh God, you haven't gone down yet? Okay.
No. Hold on.
I'm good. I'm interested in rabbit hole stuff.
Yeah, Maeve and Bernard, favorite actor, actress.
The fucking brother Hemsworth getting ambushed in the woods.
We don't know what happened to him.
Don't know
though,
what the fuck the deal is with that.
I told you, he's onto something. He's catching on because they didn't freeze, obviously. The robots are operating hosts are operating on their own.
Yeah.
If they are hosts. Who knows?
I think Hemsworth's a host. I don't know.
Crazy theory?
I have no basis in that other than he just seems like a robot.
Crazy fan theory?
No, I mean, it's
all
just like,
of the people are hosts except for the board.
Okay. So people think Robert Ford's a host.
Teresa, right? Teresa, the woman who talks to Ed Harris, they're human, but everybody else is a robot.
Okay.
Everybody else who works there is a robot, including Brother Hemsworth.
You know... We've never been confirmed that they aren't. The only way to really do that is to, like, kill everybody.
Exactly.
So, look forward to that.
So, maybe those techs are also robots.
See, I think that's, like, not crazy to me. Because I just remember he had that one weird comment where he was like, you know, you should have gotten, like, stuck in, like, the gene pool. Or I don't know, something weird.
Yeah,
like
where
that.
He's like, this is what you were born to do kind of thing.
Yeah, you're a butcher.
And they're
just good acting.
They're really, like, the people who work there are freaking out over this new narrative, and it's all about this new narrative.
Right.
But it could just be, you know, he wipes the memories of all the robots. And just restarts everything.
This new narrative better be worth it.
It better be.
Actually, you know what I bet it is? The new narrative is like the second season. Which I know is kind of saying...
I bet you we won't even know until the first episode.
Like, it's the beginning of... final episode, so episode 10, ends with them, like,
This is what happens. Like, they all get on a plane, and they crash and land on an island.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
What if it's lost land.
What if, like, the new narrative is, like medieval land?
That would be sick.
Like, that's not going
to
happen.
His new narrative is we're going to move from Westworld to something else.
Nah.
I don't think they're moving.
They already said they're going to include the other worlds.
I don't think that's, like, within this realm. I think someone else is, like, doing that. Like, it's not Robert Ford. It's somebody else. Because they definitely exist. Like, they already exist. Because, like, Ed Harris says, like, all these worlds I control or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
All right, go down. Go down, down, down.
I'm going to go down on the rabbit hole.
Don't hit your head on the table.
Okay, so here's where I'm getting at here.
Okay.
You know, and I mentioned this earlier. The whole Bernard is... Arnold, that seemed like kind of we like jumped a step there, right? Like, doesn't it seem like that's a bigger reveal than William is the Man in Black, especially when it's been so heavily hinted the whole time?
It
like
really hasn't.
Mm.
It really hasn't been hinted that much.
I don't know. See, like,
it's just we talk about it a lot. That's why we think it's hinted.
I'm not separated enough from like the like Reddit threads where everybody like mulls over this stuff like 1,000 times.
I don't read the Reddit threads at all.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
And I don't know. All right. I think we just talk about like, it a lot. Me, that's why we it's not as big of
to me the movie. Order there, like you'd want to keep doing things that are like bigger and bigger, like in succession. And it seems like this isn't, I don't know, this is smaller than the whole
Bernard being a robot is pretty big.
Major thing.
And Bernard being Arnold.
There was always gonna be somebody who was gonna be a robot though.
Yeah, one of the big names was gonna be a robot.
No, we knew that, but you know, it's
all right, so here's my theory, and this is like a little out there, and like I'm like maybe like 40% this is right, but what if it was? So we definitely know there's two timelines, right?
Right.
And there's
right.
been a lot of indication that the Man in Black is William.
Right.
Yeah, what if the Man in Black is actually Logan? And he's just been like bad the whole time. Doesn't work quite as well, but it's totally a head fake.
Okay. And it could work.
It would be a head fake.
Because I can't think of like any reason why he couldn't be.
Right.
Like, there's nothing, like, you know...
Like, why would he have the picture? Well, it's his sister. Oh, okay.
Why would he take... See, the question I'm always asking is, why would... Remember in, like, the first episode?
Yeah,
that Harris
too.
takes Dolores into the barn.
Yeah, and, like,
in order to do something.
God knows what the hell's happening there, yeah.
And you're right. That makes me think, maybe it's not William, because William likes Dolores.
Yeah, he's all in on the Dolores train.
He's never had anything that I've seen against her, so why would he do that to her in a barn, you know? That's right. You're right. So it could be Logan, who is really the Man in Black the whole
and
time.
And if he's Logan... see, the whole time I've been thinking, like, William's going to kill Logan, right? But what if, instead of that, like I said, Man in Black is Logan, and they find the maze, and William goes into the maze and just never comes out. Like, he lives in the maze. Like, he, like, lives in Westworld in the maze.
You read so many Reddit.
I haven't seen this anywhere, dude. This is brand new, exclusive to the Knights of Nerditude. And that's why he can die. That's why Ed Harris is the thing, like, you know, where the stakes are real. Because it's actually, like, another person who can shoot him. I don't know. This is me really reaching.
I think it's a solid theory, though. It has some evidence to back it up.
Yeah.
Hang on. Sidebar. Is the maze like an actual maze, or is it just like
we don't know yet?
We have no fucking clue, Sam. Okay. All they have is I've got a fucking Minotaur, and I've got like a logo that we've seen like 1,000 times,
like a map logo with a guy in the middle.
That's all the evidence of like a maze.
What if William is Ford?
No.
Oh, we saw because, the younger Ford already.
You see
all right, never mind.
Ford in this flashback.
I was going to say that would explain the tension between the two of them. But since he's on the board, I guess that makes sense.
That would be funny.
Right. In the bar.
I don't know. There's just.
Or tavern at that
like,
point.
Like, clear. I don't. Part of this theory, too, we got to see. Like, all we saw of William after, like, he fucking decided to, like, kill everybody was just, like, 3 seconds of him going, like, we're going to be best friends or else I'm going to fucking stab you, Logan. Yeah. We're going to go find the maze.
Wait, Dolores. He said that? Find Dolores, not the maze.
Yeah,
I don't think they know about the maze yet.
Do they not know?
No,
about
they
maze?
Know. They don't.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe this doesn't work.
Or wait, hold on. What if the Man in Black is trying to find the maze, which is the new narrative?
No, it's not. No, it's separate from that though, because the new narrative is this whole like Wyatt thing. Like, that's the narrative, and it's some sort of, like, retelling of how...
But Ed Harris finds Wyatt. He's running into Wyatt.
Well, we've never seen Wyatt.
No, we don't. But when he was, like, tied up next to the campfire, he says, where's Wyatt? And then the lady goes, let me introduce you.
No, she says he's on his way or something like
he's
that.
He's on his way. All right, so I guess, new story's not in yet. Or the story's already there, it's just he's not.
I think the extras are being programmed with it in their head. They just haven't released it yet. So it's kind of like
maybe
a lot
of
people,
one of the processes.
A lot of people think this whole uprising too is just going to be like a sort of tool of Ford's to like get the like board off his back.
Right.
How exactly that works, I don't know.
But that would be anti-productive for the board, though.
Yeah, you would make that. You'd make it think that, like, you know,
or
that he's like lost control. Yeah. Whereas, I guess you could say, I think it would hurt him. Well, I'm the only one who can bring everything back online, and it's like, I don't know.
Oh, maybe, but I think it would be more hurtful for Ford in that case because the board can spin it a certain way. But then again, who knows?
Just depends on how Ed Harris votes. Think that guy's his? You think that girl's his daughter?
No.
From the board?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, there's no reason to say, oh God, yes, it definitely
is. I wouldn't. That's a big jump. That's a big leap.
Yeah, it just seems like the kind of show where it's like everything's going to be connected just because that's just the way it is. That's just the nature of it, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
So, what's that? We good?
We're at. Yeah, we got some Westworld.
All right, so think? Westworld season finale next week, Sunday at 9, for those on the Eastern Coast. And next week on the podcast, we will have Brendan here, who loves Westworld.
Recurring guest.
He's our first recurring.
He'll be here Wednesday talking about Westworld. He will also be talking about particularly with me and a little bit with Sean, the CW crossover event that's happening this week. So it's Wednesday. And we've already seen the two-part crossover event between Supergirl, Flash, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow. And we've had Supergirl and Flash so far, and they are fantastic. I started watching Supergirl, and I'm like, all right, this is exciting. Supergirl kind of kicks it off. It's not as in-depth as you would think. Flash is when it really gets going. That's when all the crossover stuff happens. And as I was watching the Flash episode, I had the biggest fucking smile on my face the whole time. The whole time. Christina was just like sitting there. I felt bad because I kept hitting her. I was just so excited because you saw like space-time continuum portals popping up in the Supergirl episode. I'm like, it's Barry. It's Barry. It's Barry. And then it was just so far awesome. I'm not gonna say anything except the plot is about alien invasion.
That I did hear.
That's just on the commercials. You've seen it, but right. It's so good. And we're halfway through, and we've already had a lot of character interaction, but not all. So it's gonna be blown up even more.
Oh boy.
So that'll be. We're gonna go very, very deep into that next week with Brendan and Sean will watch the crossover. Yes. He doesn't watch the shows. You've seen a couple.
I'm not up to date with the shows, but yeah, I'll watch it. Do I need any backstory?
Maybe a little bit, but you should be able to get through.
For which one?
Right now, you'll probably need Flash.
I'll need Flash backstory. Knowledge of the comics, does that help?
Not with Flash. Okay. Supergirl, yes, in a way, but not with Flash. Supergirl, you should be fine. I don't think it's going to be a big deal, but Flash, you probably need some backstory. Arrow, I can almost guarantee you'll need backstory.
Right.
Legends of Tomorrow, they travel back and forth in time. That's about it.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. I don't think you'll need backstory with that, but you're aware of some of Arrow, and you're aware of one season of Flash.
Yeah.
That second season of Flash, I think, is kind of more important, but you'll be able to make it through. If you have questions, I'll fill you in. But next week, Brendan will be on. We'll be doing a Westworld in-depth analysis. Sam, just watch one episode.
Yeah, you should just jump. Just
watch
the finale.
Just watch the
last episode.
Yeah, we've explained it for you.
Pretty much explained every week for 25 minutes.
Sorry, I haven't been paying attention.
So Brendan will be here to talk that and the CW crossover, and we can go into a little bit of the actual seasons themselves since Brendan's here, for those of us who are CW fans. So that's pretty much the two big topics we wanted to talk about. So why don't we do one of the specialties? Let's start. We want to start with John.
Yeah, I think John starts.
So we're going to do the big questions with Big John this week. Go ahead.
Boy. Hello. All right, guys. Past week, seen a lot of commercials for new Star Wars movie, Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
Too many.
I feel very much the same way, Chris.
Oh, that's a question. Oh, I'm
well, sorry. not that there's too many commercials, but like, you know, last year we were treated to very much the same sort of fanfare because, man, Star Wars is coming back, dude. Star Wars coming back for, what was it, off for 10 years, just about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
12 years, something like that?
It would be 12.
2004?
Yeah, 2005, maybe? Like to 16.
All right,
yeah,
12 years. We'll say something like that.
A dozen.
It's been at least a decade.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a long way off, so, you know, there's actually like a reason to do it. Now we got another one this year. And you know what? We're going to have another one each year, probably for, I don't know.
At least 7 years.
Until,
at least 7 years.
Yeah. Probably for the next, indefinitely, I'll just say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until it stops making money.
Is that great? I'm not so sure. I like that we're getting these sort of like niche movies where we're kind of like Rogue One and we're going to get a Han Solo movie. And then there's, you know, we talked about other things like a Bounty Hunter movie, stuff like that. And that's kind of interesting to me. And I mean, obviously the main storyline's cool too in its own way. But we're getting them now every year. Is this kind of losing the magic kind of Star Wars, the sort of spectacle?
Yeah, I think the prequels kind of did that, but...
Yeah, but those still came out every 3-4 years. And I guess what I'm saying is the trade-off worth it?
Do you want to...
Is the trade-off worth it? Like...
You know, you get a movie every year, but like, I don't know. Is this diminishing Star Wars for whatever the hell you want to take that to mean?
There's already a lot of Star Wars stuff out there. So it's kind of already ubiquitous, but...
Like, I guess so, but you don't really...
The movies
are so
been,
much bigger. I mean, like, yes, you've had games like up the butt for the last 20 years.
Yeah, games, books, comic books.
You know what I would say? It's going to be... So we have, what, four... Four. There's definitely three regular Star Wars movies. There's the Rogue One, which I think it's only one movie. And
I
then
think
the
they've
Han
said
Solo.
There's not going to be a sequel to
right.
it.
Okay, and then there's the Han Solo movie, and there's the rumored Bounty Hunters,
mm-hmm.
and then there's Rogue Squadron. Was that the other one?
That was rumored. I don't know if that
it was rumored, but there's the idea of that.
I think that was like the confusion with Rogue One.
Okay.
Was when people heard Rogue One,
they thought it was okay. All right. So we have three definite, four definite, and then the Han Solo movie. And then Bounty Hunters is rumored, which would be cool. But I think they're going to fall. I want to say that's a lot of Star Wars, but I love Star Wars. I think if they make it their own and not redo the old. In the remakes, obviously, if they don't use those stories again, for instance, Episode 7 was a complete rehash of A New Hope.
Right.
It was the exact same thing as A New Hope. Right. If they move away from that for this, what is it, 8 and 9,
mm-hmm.
I think it will be better. But I don't think it's too much. I think it's going to be more along the lines of Marvel, where you have the heavy hitter, you know, Captain America Civil War, Avengers, and then you have things like Ant-Man and... Doctor Strange, they made money, but they're not huge, you know? But I don't think it's going to be too much, just because I like Star Wars. And let's face it, what's Star Wars Episode 7 made over $1 billion?
Yeah. It did okay.
It
was a small movie, so...
It was a small movie, small budget, indie flick. But, you know, it's never going to be bad. I don't think it's ever going to be bad unless they really screw it up.
The flip side to having so many of these movies is it increases the chances that one of them's going to be bad.
Yeah. That's my question with Marvel, too.
Yeah.
Like, which one's going to be bad? Doctor Strange came out of the woodwork, but which one's going
to
be bad?
Something has to be bad. If you're making this many movies, one of them's going to be bad.
And you can't even say Thor was bad.
It was the worst of them, quote unquote,
the worst of them by some counts, but it's just...
For comic book movies, it was good.
Yeah, right?
I mean... It's got some competitors.
It was a lower
category.
Budget movie, and it made money, but Star Wars is obviously higher budget, and they're gonna make money, don't get me wrong, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I'm just worried about getting, like... I mean, granted, like Sam said, like, the prequels were kind of trash, so, you know, in a sense, like, we've already had these, like, throwaway movies.
My concern was awesome.
You know...
Really?
Jesus.
Attack of the Clones?
There's parts of the second movie that are okay.
Well, here's the thing. When you first saw episode 4, 5, and 6, after episode 6, what did you want to see? You wanted to see more of the universe, more fighting.
Oh, I wanted to see a giant battle.
You wanted to see a giant battle with Jedi. And what did we get in the second?
Well, it's also the second a kid.
So. Episode 2, Attack of the Clones. What do we get with that?
Also wanted a big lollipop.
Yeah, but we had a massive battle with a ton of Jedi.
There was so much bad in that movie, though. It looked horrible, and it aged awful. By the time it hit the theaters, it had aged. That's how bad the graphics
CGI
were.
CGI.
I don't know about that.
Stays. CGI adapts. It's the one thing that adapts during movies. But the movies that are already out, it stays.
Right.
So obviously, movies with older CGI are not going to look as good, clearly, as the new ones.
Jurassic Park.
If you have a newer TV, it really doesn't look that great.
No, but it doesn't. I mean, it's
the CGI that like doesn't look okay. And it's honestly, I've only ever noticed it in the Brachiosaur thing. Jurassic Park's very important to me. So
right. Well, here's the thing about episode 2, though. So episode 1 looks nice because all, you know, sets and everything. It looks nice.
Yeah.
Episode 2 looked awful because George Lucas wanted to do everything CG.
We don't need sets.
Yeah, there are no sets in the entire movie. Everything is CG.
It's super old at this point. It's like maybe 10 years old, but there's an amazing like YouTube video that's like, what if George Lucas directed Lord of the Rings?
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Would highly recommend it because it's exactly like you're saying. Like they're like, oh yeah, we're just gonna use blue screens and green screens everywhere, you know?
Yeah, it was, which is basically what The Hobbit became.
But I don't know. Is like having a movie every year now? Is this worth like the risk of like getting like the mediocre shit? Like, you know,
if
the Thors of the world,
we've already got them. So
yeah. Well, here's the thing: if Rogue One is not very good, then I'm hopping on the, yeah, maybe this is a bad idea boat. But right now, Star Wars is Star Wars, and yeah, give it to me.
You're all in.
I'm all in right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy with, and here's the thing. Once Disney purchased Star Wars, the first thing that I said when I heard it was, if you think Star Wars is hoarded out now, just wait till Disney touches it and look at it.
Yeah, they're going to have a Star Wars park, which...
I'm so excited for that.
I gave Harry Potter people like so much shit for being like, oh, I gotta go to Orlando.
I'm one of them.
I so need to go to Star Wars World.
Here's the thing. I give people shit. I give the Harry Potter people shit for the Harry Potter World when they're like, I gotta go to Disney to go see the Harry Potter. Then you're gonna be very disappointed if you do that.
Orlando.
Yeah, it's Universal Studios.
You don't have a problem with Harry Potter. You have a problem with stupid people.
Yeah, exactly. Where they're like, I gotta go to Disney.
There's enough of them in Florida.
It's close enough.
We don't need it.
They're basically within an hour.
So I think we're all in agreement. Yes, more Star Wars. Just pray to God that they don't suck.
I don't think they're going to suck.
One
it's just
going to suck.
You're going to find... I like the idea that they're branching out. I would love the idea of the Bounty Hunters movie. It will be... Hopefully they do it as like a mean Suicide Squad. But it's a good concept.
Let's hope they don't.
It's a good concept. Awful. Rogue
where's,
One...
Where's the sexy concept. Bounty Hunter who walks around in short shorts and a bat?
They do have a female Bounty Hunter in the Clone Wars TV show.
You mean Ara Singh?
I think so.
Yeah, she's in episode 1. Red hair, white skin.
Okay.
Isn't she in that for a second, though?
Yes, she is literally in episode 1 for a second during
so
the
So you expect us to remember that?
Right.
She's a bounty hunter. I would remember.
Astute toy buyer.
It's been on
remember.
Fucking TBS every day for the past 3 months since they got the rights to the movies.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you guys. All in for Star Wars because of the lore.
I just feel like this is a, this is like playing Russian roulette. One of these movies is gonna be bad. I just hope it's not an important one.
I bet you it's a Han Solo one.
Yeah, I kind of feel like
I'd be okay with that being the crappy one.
I don't want a Han Solo movie.
Yeah, I'm not like I need this movie. Yeah. I need to know why Han Solo can speak Wookiee.
People have been making the Han Solo movie ever since the original Star Wars. Like, fucking, you know. Guardians of the Galaxy, like Star-Lord is fucking Han Solo. Like, I mean,
we got Han
Solo. We've kind of got it. I mean, Indiana Jones is kind of Han Solo, too. Mm. You know?
Well, he looks like him.
Jack Ryan is kind of Han. Oh, maybe not.
Old Jack Ryan. Old Jack Ryan is Han Solo. Patriot Games, clear and present danger.
You're just a smuggler. Never mind. I was telling him he's not.
Get off my Millennium Falcon.
Anyways.
All right.
And then there's that weird one where he's a question, daytime morning anchor.
Are you good for your question?
That's sort of all I had. Do you want to go to Chris's complaint corner?
Yeah, my complaint corner.
Okay, well, hold on. I got an intro for you, Chris.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
I can't make this a weekly thing. It's too...
Oh, shit.
It's not Debbie Downer's, but it's a good question. It's a good topic.
All right.
What is this?
Get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Okay. You've got to take all right. That's enough of that.
Is it sad? So
we could just have a whole movie podcast where we're just playing Network, the audio from it, but that's a different one.
I find it sad that every time I hear that clip, I think of J.D. Wentworth, and that makes me sad inside.
So my complaint is...
Oh, fuck you, dude. I never fucking made that connection.
So my complaint is there was a press event with... AMC Entertainment, who is the largest movie theater in the world now, because they just bought out two UK companies.
They got bought by a Chinese company, I believe.
I didn't read that. I know that they bought two companies in Europe.
Oh, cool.
So they're still AMC Entertainment, I believe, is the biggest one.
AMC sucks so much.
Yes, they do. However, since they're the biggest ones in the world, the CFO is going to... start introducing the idea, which is probably going to take effect, the idea of variable pricing for movie theaters. What that means is movies in this case, which is obviously not hashed out yet, but in this case, the movies that people are most interested to see in theaters will be priced higher than movies that are less interested. People who are less interested in seeing. So, for instance, the Wonder Woman movie that comes out. A lot of people are interested in seeing it. So, there's a huge demand for tickets. So, instead of our... What do we pay now? $10?
$10, yeah.
We pay $10. They want to charge it. They would theoretically charge more for the opening weekend. So, it would be $20 to see this movie. And then it would... theoretically trickle down to back down to $10 when it's in its final week. But for some reason, maybe it's just the fact that I've, you know, lived through this great recession and companies suck. The company will still charge $20 in the last week because it's a big movie.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's still making money.
And they are under the assumption that it will balance out, or their profits will balance out because people won't see, for instance, Jason Bourne. Not many people wanted to see it, so that means they would lower the price to, theoretically, $8 for
Yeah, but that would end up hurting
discussion.
Jason Bourne because
yeah.
anyone in the first week who actually wanted to go see it, they'll charge a little bit more.
My thoughts exactly.
Yeah, so...
Is anybody else not like this?
No, I think it's stupid.
I have a feeling studios are not going
to
like
this. Yeah, the studios will fight this, and if this comes to light, you'll see a resurgent of like the smaller movie theaters. People are going to turn to those. I mean, we go to Cinema World as it is.
Cinema World, I wouldn't call Cinema World a small movie.
No, it's not.
But like he's
there's only
like
two
Triboro.
Locations.
Remember Triboro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. Theater. So like... small theaters where they'll be like, hey, we're only going to charge $10. People are going to flock to those rather than going to AMC and spend $20.
Yes.
Like, who's going to want to do that? I mean, yes, there will be people, but it's going to hurt their business.
Yeah, it's already bad enough that, you know, 8 years ago, the big blockbuster movies were still the same budget. 10 years ago, it's just, why are my movie tickets going from... what was it, like $6.50 or something when we saw Titanic.
By the way, I would say 10 years ago, blockbusters, no, the budgets weren't, but were still significant, but like have increased like proportionally.
Yeah.
But so here's the real thing. People don't go to movies anymore, guys.
No,
like,
but
people like revenue goes up, but it's the funny trick because they charge more for the tickets. Mm-hmm. So right. Like, I think the total gross amount of people who've actually gone has like already peaked. And what's going to happen, and which is really going to kill their buzz, is that they're talking about adding these new things, which actually already exist, but they're incredibly expensive, but where you just have same-day movies like at your home. Like, stuff that's in theaters, you can already watch it on your screen. Like, if you're Sean over here, you already have a giant screen and
that's a good sound system.
That
is true.
Practically a movie experience in and of itself. But he doesn't have to get off of his ass and go drive across the river.
And then spend $20.
Now, right. Who's gonna set up that?
That's the thing. That's because it's sort of an all or nothing thing. Because people at this point are saying to themselves, "Well, do I want to go out and see that movie, or can I just go watch 10 episodes of the Gilmore Girls on Netflix?" Which we guys, I'm sorry, we'll get to next week.
we'll talk about the new season.
Yeah,
but no, it's in a world where they're competing against everything. Like, you have to be a little bit proactive. So, I don't know. People have started to talk. I think it's, Sean Parker, the guy, I think it was him. The guy who's Napster and Facebook, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I think it is Sean Parker.
For your social network decoder rings. Which, can I just bring up a funny kind of thing with that? So, Justin Timberlake plays Sean Parker in that movie. And Justin Timberlake is in part forced into acting because Sean Parker and Napster like destroyed the record industry. I just found that a little. anyway,
no, but so you're okay with theaters? Well, so you're saying that theaters are trying to compete with stay at home movie watching?
Well,
do you think raising prices for big movies is the way to do that?
No. They gotta give the people an extra reason to go out.
Exactly. So, for instance,
this is AMC. You're talking about doing this. Like, they had this thing. What was it? Only like 5-6 months ago, where the CEO came out and said, like, okay, we're gonna allow people to like talk on their cell phones in theaters. And then, like, the next day, they just get so much shit on the internet and everything that they just like cancel that altogether.
Why would they allow that?
Because you need to get fucking millennials out of their house. So they can use their phone.
I would go nuts if somebody was doing that.
Yeah. I mean, I say talk. No one ever talks on their phone during movies. Using their phone, though.
Oh, yeah. And it's distracting because it's a bright... Nobody turns their
brightness
down. It really
is a bright light, yeah.
No one turns their brightness down.
That's why if you want to see a movie... I've said this. If you want to see... I'll say it now. But if you want to see a movie that you really want to see with no distractions, either go to the midnight showing... Or go at the end of when it's on its theatrical run. Because there will be... Everybody's dedicated on midnight showing. Nobody will fuck it up.
I've got a better suggestion for you. Because I've gotten into this in the last 2-3 years, ever since I started working. Take a half a Friday. Go to like the 3 o'clock showing on a Friday.
Yep.
No, it's all old people.
I did that for Arrival. I was on vacation. I saw it on like a Thursday night.
Oh, it's perfect. It's almost always foolproof. Ran into a little bit of a hitch a couple weeks back when it was Veterans Day and all the kids were off, but usually it's good.
Yeah, that's a good call too.
Yeah,
but variable pricing. I think I agree with Sam though.
Yeah,
are not gonna like this at all.
Yeah.
Studios.
Well, I mean, okay, in theory, right? If I put on my microeconomics hat here, which I don't really own. I sort of like used it a little bit in college, but it's not mine. I found it at a party.
So basically,
microeconomics says essentially if you have like limited supply, I mean, it's any kind of service industry has this where like you're only open for X amount of hours. And, you know, if you have a busy time, in theory, you can charge more. And even if like you lose a couple people, you'll probably still come out in the end, right? It's essentially.
Yeah.
Right.
You need to make a profit.
If you know people are going to come in. I mean, it's the same reason why, you know, that you see this all the times with sports teams. Like, they charge more for the better games because they know those are going to sell out anyway,
but
so why not charge a little
more? You've already pointed out they're losing people.
Oh, yeah.
So they have to come up with a way to either stop that or change that.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're
raising the prices isn't going to fix
the theater industry.
My local theater, which is like a showcase, it like recently just like added it took out like all the seats, and it's like stadium seating, so all the like upper tier stuff is now all like big leather recliners, and the price I don't think really changed. I'm assuming it went up
$5.
If they added something,
it didn't for mine, because I think yours has like service too. Mine has bartender
service.
If you added something and then charged more,
I'm fine
with that. Because
you're adding,
you're giving
something.
Me something else.
Right,
the seats in the theater. Those are not bad seats, and they have like a cup holder on the side, and you can like a tray for your food.
If they're really comfy seats, maybe I'll pay a couple bucks more.
It was like $5 more for at least the one in.
Are you guaranteed a seat up there?
You have to reserve it. You have to reserve it when you buy your ticket. If there's a seat available, you actually reserve your seat.
Okay, so when you pay, you're guaranteed it's a seat.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
It would suck if there was like the last three rows are these, but it's first come, first serve.
No, not in this case. But and they also introduced a bar in the lounge. I don't know if a lot of theaters do that, but they have.
I think all the showcases have. Yeah.
That's, you know what? That will get some people to go, because some people like to drink and watch movies. Granted, it's like stadium prices, but the fact that you can actually do it is.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a $7 Coors Light?
Yeah. Well, my wife had a $8 Chardonnay or something like that. It's not even a glass. It's in a plastic, one of those plastic.
Oh, it's one of the single serve?
Yeah, yeah. That's why you get the beer.
At least it's something.
Yeah, I mean. Substantial.
I mean, the truth is that movie theaters really don't make a lot of movies on the tickets in any case.
No, they always make it on the food.
It's on the concessions.
And that's fine, because it's really hard to find movie theater popcorn outside of a movie theater. It's hard to find. No, it really is. I don't eat a lot of theater food, but it's hard to find movie theater popcorn.
Popcorn is just awesome.
Chris spent a year of his life traveling the world looking for movies.
Well, I lived in New York for 5 years, and I went to a ton of movie theaters, and it's hard to find good theater popcorn outside of a movie theater. And then, you know, obviously up here we go see movies and stuff, and then even up north in New Hampshire and stuff. But variable pricing was the complaint. I think it's a shit idea. Yeah. The fact that AMC is the biggest company, biggest theater company in the world now. Europe does it, by the way. They do variable pricing.
On the plus side right now.
The one thing I was, sorry, Sean.
The one plus side right now for us is, where's the closest AMC?
Braintree.
Yeah. There you go.
Which is a movie theater maybe a mile from my house.
No, Warwick.
Yet I still like go Warwick is, to showcase. The showcase like 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
Because the AMC sucks.
AMC theaters in New York were not too good.
Yeah. So I mean, we have our choices around here, and none of them are basically AMC.
No,
so.
It's just I don't want this to be the new.
I don't think like Showcase and like Cinema World would follow.
We won't know. I hope they don't.
I wouldn't be surprised. Excuse me.
They already got rid of Discount Tuesdays. So
yeah.
I mean that's
but the food is discounted. I'd rather have discounted food than discounted price to go in.
See, I never eat, so.
You always just hit up CVS before you go.
Right, but yeah, I mean, I never eat if you go in and they're like, hey, here's a medium popcorn, normally $5, give it for $2. I'd be like, hells yeah. And that's what I end up doing.
You say hells a lot?
Hells yeah.
Okay. One thing I'm kind of surprised you see it. I mean, like theaters have done the whole, like, you know, the matinee is one price, the afternoon is one price, the night is another. I'm surprised they've never done the thing where like the 7 o'clock Friday night show isn't like $5 more or something like that. Cause those shows like always sell out, you know?
I guess, but all right, let's put it this way. If Wonder Woman was out there and then for the first month, let's say it was $20 for a ticket, I wouldn't spend that.
God, no.
To go see a movie. Yeah. $10, I think, is fine for me. I wish it was $7, but $10 is fine. Right.
Well, imagine if Wonder Woman comes out and it's not good. And they
are they going to adjust it down?
It starts off at $20. Everyone who sees it are going to be like, well, this sucks. And then after the second week, no one's going to want to spend the $20 to see a movie that got horrible reviews.
Yeah.
So no one's going to go the second week. Everybody's going to go to other theaters.
Yeah, and then they find out that it's still the same price. And Yeah, you're right. It's just...
There's no way of regulating this that makes sense.
There's no way. It's just like trying to pull somebody over for smoking weed and arresting them. You can't test it. Yeah. So it's just... I think it's a stupid idea, and that's what I'm pissed off. I saw the article today. I was really pissed off.
It's just another way for them to get you, man.
The man is trying to stick it to you. And on that note, let's move to a more happy segment. Sam has his rapid fire.
Kaboom.
Pew, pew. Alrighty. Okay. And this week.
Hold on. First, I have to just state, we got to take Chris down. He's like on a 3-week winning streak.
No, it was two. It was two or three.
I think it's three.
I think you're on a 3 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So I remember he was like shut out at the beginning, and now he's just...
I was shut out for 30 episodes. And now in a couple movie previews and specials. And I can't get it. I finally got a winning streak.
Oh, Sam, by the way.
You know who I am? Dallas Cowboys.
I've got a good tiebreaker question for you.
Sean, you should stop wearing your Bills jersey.
It's very much in the vein of the one we had in that Hulk episode that we'll never talk about again. We can take it off air. We don't need to.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So for those of you who don't know, please reference our previous episode. It's like the Hulk.
It's maybe like episode 5. Maybe.
Yeah. I think it's called Hunky Hulk.
Hunky Hulk.
Yeah.
Hunky Hulk.
Sam listens to it every day.
All right. Well, be sure to check that out because we're not going to recap it. Sam, what do you got?
Definitely not going to recap that.
All right. So the theme to this week is give me your best. Just give me your best example, whatever. So let's start with this. Give me your best game you ever played for free.
For free?
For free.
Like video game or card game or...
Let's say video game.
Okay, video game for free.
Like I say, if we like include card games, you'd be like, well, I went over to my friend's house.
Exactly. I'd be like, card game.
Do we have to provide an explanation of what the game is?
If you want.
Okay.
And who's first? Why it was free. Ooh.
Hmm.
Free who's first?
All right. I guess if no one else has anything, I'm going to go with Snood.
Snood.
Guys, remember Snood?
Oh, yeah. Snood was great.
Oh, man. Snood.
Wait, who was it? Wait, what?
Do you guys remember Snood?
I do remember Snood.
It was like, yeah. I don't know, what would you, like,
there's
Bejeweled,
the balls, and you have to match them up.
They're all
the
little
colors.
Heads.
Oh, those things. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's a good game.
Yeah, Snood.
That was a good game.
Snood.
That was free?
Yeah, I think you downloaded it and it like gave you like malware, but you know, technically.
All right. Mine is Toy Soldiers for the Xbox 360.
Oh, you got that for free?
What?
I got it for free.
I got that one for free.
I didn't pay for that. When I first downloaded it, this was a long time ago.
Wow.
I was shocked because it was free. It was free. I forget what it was. It was some special or whatever it was. It was some ridiculous thing. Because remember on the menu it had like free games.
Yeah.
And it was specials, free games. And I saw it. I'm like, fuck, I got this.
Cool. Damn.
Yep. I didn't have to pay for it. So that was a good game I got for free.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man.
It reminded you of the Toy Story with the army guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's a good game. It's backwards compatible.
Yeah.
So.
Did you know that they have a second one now?
Yes. Oh, they've had Cold War.
Oh, they've had.
Yeah, that was years.
I just hooked up the 360 2 weeks ago.
That's
and
like
for a first time.
6-7 years old or something like that.
Yeah, that came out a few years after.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
That goes to show. Oh, I've been
man.
Off Xbox Live.
What have I gotten for free off of Xbox? No.
You can go with like a classic free game that comes with the.
That comes with the Xbox?
Comes with the PC.
Yeah.
Minesweep?
Hey, that's a fun game.
Yeah, Minesweeper is a great game. So is the 3D
so
pinball.
It's so stupid.
Oh, I know.
It is fun.
Card games in general. I'm going with this one. Best free game that I've played, because I've logged so many hours in and it's worth it. Simpsons Tapped Out.
tapped out.
Yeah. For your phone or tablet, I play it on my tablet. Being a huge Simpsons fan, I love it because it, you know, you get all the characters and stuff. The freemium stuff is donuts and stuff. So you can buy donuts, but I've never spent a dime on this game. But the thing I look forward to every year is the Halloween event, because I've always enjoyed the Halloween specials for The Simpsons, and they usually, like, there's things that are tied in, and it's awesome. Like, you get, like, random characters and stuff. Like, I have Ned Flanders as the werewolf and stuff like that. I have Kang and Kodos, but they're there all the time. Just as a Simpsons fan, I absolutely love this game. So I'm going tapped out.
Can I just make a shout out here? Because I think, Sean, you remind me of it. The free pinball that was on Windows.
Yeah, 3D pinball.
Some didn't have that. Some systems didn't have that. Some systems.
It was called 3D pinball? It was 3D pinball or something.
Yeah, it was 3D
pinball.
Just
some great noises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the little space guy and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some didn't have that. It was upsetting because my family PC, back in the day when the family had one PC, the family PC had it, but my laptop when I went to college didn't.
Sorry.
Oh yeah,
I had my Age of Empires. I was good.
At a certain point, they stopped putting it out on the Windows, so you got a newer computer.
That might have been it then.
Yeah, because my laptops never had 3D pinball.
Okay, all right, so I don't feel as bad.
But there is one game
ruined
that
my college
way back because nobody here would ever say it, so I didn't say it. Was it Hover or Hoover or whatever for the Windows 95? It was on the installation disc where you're a little hover guy and you have to collect the flags and there's like bots that you have to face off against. And that was a great game.
Did you guys ever play that ski one?
Yes, the ski one with the abominable monster who will always eat you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the member berries.
And I'll throw out one. Okay. It's free online. Tetris.
Yes, Tetris.
Tetris is free. Like a lot of the old arcade games. Like Asteroids, I know, is also free. So, all right, moving on from there. We talk about the Uku a lot.
Uku.
Give me your best Uku monster.
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Creature of the Black Lagoon?
Hands down.
Is he coming back?
I want him to, but I don't. Like, I'm afraid that they're going to ruin the Creature from the Black Lagoon for me.
Sure.
Well, but I know, growing up watching those movies, I absolutely love the Creature from the Black Lagoon because, you know, I'm a costume special effects, like, pay attention to that stuff. And I look at that costume and I'm like, that is such an amazing costume for them to do that long ago. It's my favorite of the Universal monsters, so I hands down that's like the best.
Yeah. All right, John, do you have some?
I have to reference the monsters.
I
don't remember all of them. There's a lot.
Just think of like classic movie monsters.
I'm gonna go with the Blob.
The Blob. Was that?
That's not Universal though.
I'm gonna go with the Blob.
Okay.
I don't. And what else is there?
What, there's Frankenstein,
Dracula,
Invisible Man,
Night of the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, Phantom is rolling deep. I'll go Phantom.
Okay.
You go Phantom. What? Why Phantom now?
And which Phantom?
Really?
Because I really have always enjoyed the music of the night.
I don't think Andrew Lloyd Webber is coming back for that. Chris, do you have one yet?
I was looking for a few. It's just repetitive.
Yeah, I know.
The best, and probably my favorite, it would be The Mummy.
The Mummy, I see.
From the 30s on.
All right.
Okay.
It's hard. It's not really hard to, but it's just there aren't really.
Think about all
watching all those movies, all those Universal monsters never really scared me that much.
No, but back then they did. But
I would say they were still scared of
fire.
Our generation is right now more like torture porn, and you know, suspense and all the ghosts and phenomena and stuff like that. So it wasn't really monsters like in the 40s, everybody freaked out of the Invisible Man.
Here's the big thing that I'm not that I'm defending my choice, but you think of like the big name monster, like Universal monster movies. You have never actually seen a remake of the Creature from the Black Lagoon movies. Dang. At all.
God.
Well, no, it's just interesting that they've never tried.
Wasn't that
popular? Oh, God, John.
Let's face it. They're not.
The organ.
They're not the best of characters.
Well, you got Frankenstein, and you have Dracula.
I know, but they're not.
These are the best of the best.
They started everything. If you say what started horror movies, they'll name those five characters. They'll name them. But it's
the Wolfman.
It's hard to transition those movies nowadays into movies.
But they've done it for everyone. But they've never done it for the creature. Which is one
but
of those.
But
they're
things, not doing. They're not rumored.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know, Chris. Have you ever seen Blackula?
Wow.
It's a movie. Yeah. It's a movie.
I have not seen it. But
it's just one of those things where I look at it as there are the three Creature from the Black Lagoon movies. They may not be the best movies, but for what they were able to do with the what was available back then. The costume and special effects are pretty good. You've got Clint Eastwood's first movie is in the second
Revenge.
One? Revenge of the Creature. It's kind of nice that nobody's touched those because it doesn't like hurt it. Like the Wolfman.
Oh God.
They tried to redo the
only
Wolfman.
Movie I can put up with Benicio del Toro.
And it flopped. It was a horrible movie.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. The Mummy was probably the best redo recently.
Oh, God, yeah.
With Brendan Fraser. Because Dracula 2000 and Dracula
There's been so many
Untold.
Dracula. There was the one Dracula with...
Dracula After Dark.
The best... Okay, so the best Universal movie.
Okay.
We might be able to agree on this, but the best Universal creature movie that came out in the past 20 years, Hotel Transylvania. Think about it.
All right, what else we got?
Okay, moving on.
What was the best? They have all the creatures.
Moving
in
on.
All right, give me your best actor or actress right now. Like, who do you think is really
Their
swing? Or just to spread it out a bit, give me an actor and actress who you see in a movie is going to be in a movie and you will go see.
I feel like we've had this before.
I think that second part we did, but
yeah, whatever. Yeah, the second part we did.
You know who I think is really hitting its stride, and I am excited to see what he is in going to be in, but I'm not gonna go out and say this. I'm gonna see this solely for him. I think Michael B. Jordan is actually kind of hitting it in stride, and he's hitting it pretty well.
He's been Creed
and. He will be in the... Well, he was in the Fantastic Four. You know, and in hindsight, he was the best character in that
strikes.
Movie. He was the best character
strike
in that movie.
One.
But, no, he's going to be in the new Black Panther movie, and I think he's signed on for something else, but not sci-fi oriented. I don't know, but I think he's hitting stride, and he did so well in Creed for me that...
Yeah,
I think he's the next big thing.
He's working his way up to being the next big thing.
Mm. Yeah, and I think he's kind of hitting it at a perfect time and a perfect moment where everybody wants to get, the young, fresh blood in there.
Yeah.
So whether or not he does, he'll be already cast as a Marvel character, so that's kind of already out of the way. So he's open to other things, and it seems like Creed is going to do another movie, which is fine because have you guys seen it?
No.
I saw most of it.
It's
good.
Good. And the ending was... perfect, and it was just good. He did so well in that movie. I didn't expect that, but right. I think he's hitting it in stride, and I would go see his movies depending on what it is. If he does a stupid like Paid in Full movie where it's about drug dealing, I'm not gonna see that, but I think he's hitting it in stride. I think he's the next best, like how Chris Pratt took off. I think he's gonna be that next one.
All right, John, do you have one?
Why am I always second?
Well, I'm just going to...
Because you're in the middle of Chris and I.
Do we want to go... Are we going best or just up and comers?
Let's do it up and comers.
All right. Oh, we're going up and comers?
Well, he said best, but I think that's kind of where I'm at right now.
All right. I'll give you an up and comer for you. It was in a little movie called Star Wars. Oscar Isaac.
Oh, yeah. It was in Star Wars and Armageddon. Yeah, Apocalypse.
Apocalypse?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. X-Men. Yeah, he was Apocalypse. Yeah.
See, we don't.
He is Apocalypse. He is Apocalypse.
Wait, who's he in? Who's he in?
Poe Dameron.
Poe Dameron, yeah.
Okay, all right. Sorry, I needed a face. I thought he was, I just didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been pretty solid. He's in like a lot of, I guess we'll say, Oscar bait movies, Chris. Inside Llewyn Davis, which was a great Coen Brothers movie. There's been some other stuff. It's been in Ex Machina, not that any of you guys would know.
Well, we decided to watch literally the Friendly Dinosaur.
Hold on, I've literally owned that movie for a year now.
Ex Machina?
Yeah. I bought it last Black Friday.
Movie yet?
I don't know.
I already tried once.
But you weren't even here.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's him.
Thank you, Robin Williams.
Oh, man. So I guess it's my turn. God. Up and coming, I don't have an answer for that. But I would say really good right now. I mean, you can't include the list without saying Tom Hanks, obviously.
Well, I wouldn't say he's good right now.
Really?
I mean, Tom Hanks is
not,
always...
Sam, not a fan of Sully.
Sam, Tom Hanks is still always... not a fan of the fact that he's still doing good movies.
Tom Hanks is always good, but I wouldn't say he's hitting his stride right now.
Like, well, you said who's the best.
My point was, like, who's in their sweet spot?
Well, that you didn't say who's in their sweet spot.
It was implied.
Anyways, I don't know. I can't think of anybody who's really hitting their stride right now.
Tom Hanks in the 90s.
Renner.
Jeremy Renner?
No, I don't.
Yeah, really. I don't. Like, that's the thing. There's just, like, so much. I guess Chris Pratt, because he was in Jurassic World.
Nah, that was Chris Pratt's all 3 years ago, dude.
Yeah, but he's got the Passengers coming out. And then Jennifer Lawrence is in her stride.
That looks pretty good.
I would say Jennifer Lawrence is in her stride right now.
You could even throw out Brie Larson.
She hasn't hit it yet.
Yeah, we're not
in
fully...
like three movies.
We're not fully...
Yeah, but she hasn't... They haven't been released yet.
We're not into the Brie Larsonance yet.
What about Harley Quinn herself, Margot Robbie?
No,
she was...
Sean hates her.
Yeah.
Sean hates her.
No, I wouldn't include
she's
her because...
What was that movie?
Wolf of Wall Street.
She was in The Big Short, and then...
not really in The
she's
Big
not
Short.
In, yeah, that's the thing. She, like, two movies she's actually in. She's in the trailer for The Big Short, because she's in the
she's
bathtub drinking...
In
the,
she's actually, yeah, in
yeah,
the movie.
Drinking...
She's
yeah, so.
In Focus with Will Smith.
Yep, it's another one.
He's an actor.
But she's like Gal Gadot, where it's like she's a big name right now. Is she doing a lot? Not really. She's not in her stride. I would say she's maybe up and coming. The future we'll see. But like right now,
I wouldn't say Gal Gadot is like attractive. Like that's I don't know if she's a good actress. I mean,
well, that's the thing. But like right now, she's a big name. That doesn't mean she's.
I have a feeling we won't ever know.
With
Gal Gadot.
My pick would be Jennifer Lawrence.
J-Law.
That's true, though.
Yeah, like she's not just doing like
taking it by so
fun movies, but she's doing good ones.
Doing pretty well too.
Yeah, she's. I feel like she's like, just on the other side of the peak. So
okay. Anyways, moving on. Let's make this our last one.
Okay.
Screw it. Give me your best planet.
I'm glad he said that. Instead of whatever I was going to say in the Hulk episode.
Okay, John, you could go first because you've been complaining about going second.
I could go last too, whatever. Damn.
There's eight of them.
You can go with Uranus.
Why is that?
Seemed like a good answer.
Well, you pulled that one out of your ass.
I am a big fan of gas giants.
Yeah.
Uranus isn't a gas giant.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
It's big and gassy.
Was... Everything after Jupiter is gas, except for Pluto. Doesn't exist anymore. And by doesn't exist, I mean it's not a planet.
I just
found
this out today, except in New Mexico.
New Mexico accepts it?
Because the guy who discovered it in New Mexico.
Oh, God.
And no. So the state legislature passed the law that said it's a planet.
Oh, boy. Thanks, New Mexico.
So, you know.
I'll go next. I'm going to go with Jupiter because that's an awesome song.
Oh, shit. Yeah, can we?
Too late. I picked it. Mars is good, too.
There's Well,
Jupiter is awesome. Plus, it's got Europa.
Mars is, like, objectively the best song, though.
Yeah, but, okay, so Jupiter, good song, but Jupiter, biggest planet, but that all that stuff doesn't, like, wow, it's really raining right now. Anyways, that stuff doesn't matter to me as a sci-fi fan, as a science fan. Europa is what is huge. It's a moon that's a giant ocean with surrounded by ice. And that can only mean one thing, and that there's probably some life in there.
Well, who knows? Really.
That's a big leap.
You got a sense of it. I know there's a possibility of finding life in there, and that's huge. And I like Europa is like it's a big thing, especially in like not modern sci-fi, but like in some sci-fi there it's kind of a big deal. Like, have you guys ever seen or heard of Europa Report?
I've heard you talk about it.
No.
It's on Netflix. It's a sci-fi movie, like a mockumentary about that, or documentary style, where they go to Europa to find life. It's really good.
Okay.
I definitely recommend
it. On Netflix?
That. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
But right, so I'm going Jupiter.
Mine is Mars.
Mars?
Because it's tangible. Everything else is years away to get to. We have probes there, but Mars is something that's tangible to us. We are close to moving, not moving there, but we already have probes there. We've circled it with satellites a million times, but the next step right now is going there. And that's just why it's probably my favorite, because it's the only thing that's not Earth. That is something that we are so close to.
Or the
maybe
moon.
In a few hundred years it will be, you know, Mercury or something like that. No, but now, no. Well, it's too hot for that. Yeah, but you know, Mars is the next best thing for
us. It's the only planet that we can terraform.
It is our moon landing. If we land there, imagine what that would be like. Imagine how insane that would be if we do that.
It would be. So, I kind of feel like Mars is like the it kid now.
Yeah. Like, but that's the thing. Like,
it's getting all the attention, but like.
But it's but the fact that it's getting the attention and it's that tangible to us.
But Mars has always gotten all the attention, though.
It needs
right there.
It's right there.
I know it's right there. But like, Martians and movies set on Mars. Like, they get all. Mars has like.
John
is like
Carter jumping around.
Yeah. I feel like Mars is like the privileged child of all the planets.
Venus was like that till we figured out what kind of shitstorm that planet was.
Can I just say another good planet? Earth? like, why isn't there an. Why isn't there an Earth History Month?
I don't think there's a Mars History Month either.
I'm surprised that no one said Saturn.
Yeah,
it's pretty. It's got some interesting moons.
And it can float.
It can float?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Jupiter's got the big red dot.
You had eight planets. There's three of us.
I know. I'm just saying.
Sam's pick is Saturn.
It would be.
It's so boring.
Rings.
Titan's an interesting moon.
Yeah, not as much as Europa.
I need that second season of Attack on Titan, by the way.
I know, right?
All right. Let's
tally up the scores.
John's the winner this week.
Hey.
Wow.
Passing on the torch.
Check it out.
What was the final score there?
John with 3, Chris with 2, Sean with 1.
God damn it.
are the points just, I like your answer?
Yeah,
I think that's
yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
So I thought there was like a winner of the round.
We have to say what answers to Sam. Yeah. Sort of like Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
Yes.
What answer is Sam going to like?
Yeah, all right. What are you playing this week?
Oh, what am I playing this week?
Really quick.
I'm starting to replay Minecraft. Mass Effect.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Okay, Sam's playing Mass Effect.
All right,
go check that game out.
So
I talk about it all the time.
If you like all of our episodes, you can find all of our episodes on iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher for free. If you like the show and want to give us some feedback, you can send us a review on iTunes, Podbean, or Stitcher. And you can also send us an email at knightsofnerditude@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/knightsofnerditude. Brendan will be on next week. We will discuss Westworld, CW, crossover, and we have a list with Sean, and then we have a 12 Days of Christmas list.
Woo!
Movies that we recommend for Christmas. So until next time.
Keep listening to that music in the night.
Adios.
Stay woke.